producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
How you doing out there, America? Chilly from Florida, even in California. Of course, the Midwest, the South, the Southeast, the Northeast. Yeah, we're still feeling the chill. Kate Delaney, America, tonight. I'll tell you what, we're feeling also the downright rage, many of us, after hearing about this new ISIS video and what happened to American hostage Peter Kasich. Very, very sad. The president even confirming that Peter Kasich was killed. And ISIS now with another one of those beheading videos showing the aftermath of what happened after Kasich was killed. And I'll tell you, first the brutal death, the murder of him, then crazy videos that show the group and how they react to it. Is it a sign of desperation? Is it just what they do? There is a lot of conversation, I think, in the last 10, 15 hours or so about what this means. The video was released online Sunday, and like I said, it shows the aftermath of a beheading. Clearly, you can't see the victim, but the White House did confirm that the video showed Peter Kasich, who converted to Islam in captivity, went by the new name that he took, Abdul Rahman Kasich. He went to the Middle East as a soldier, returned as a medical worker, then, you know, feeling that he wanted to help the victims of war, and the video shows in gruesome detail the beheadings of what the group claims are pilots for the Syrian government, which is also battling ISIS forces. So, they are so barbaric. What are the words we can use to describe these thugs, sick, twisted people in black? There's very little more I can offer in terms of adjectives or shock or rage, but that's the intended purpose of it. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's what the deal was is I think it was supposed to scare the Syrians and the Iraqis into obeying ISIS when it comes to any kind of a request to answer the call to whatever they're threatening, etc. And they're saying, look, when we come in and we tell you to do what we want you to do, if you don't do it, here's the consequences. So more than anything, more than the rage and for people to react and all that sort of stuff, it was about letting the Syrians and the Iraqis know, hey, we're for real and this is what we're going to do. And it's interesting because the timing is significant when you think of the U.S., and the other coalition forces that are part of the whole deal, the anti-ISIS deal, claiming that their airstrikes and support for ground forces fighting the group are beginning to slow and kind of turn the tide, right? Because they've spread out. They've spread out because of the airstrikes, and they're trying to avoid being in large groups. So then the question becomes, are the airstrikes and what's happening starting to really affect the numbers of ISIS that we don't even realize, are they having setbacks? You know, General Martin Dempsey says clearly there aren't a lot of consequences here. So they time their activities, and their shock value and their rage is all set up for when they can have a bigger audience, when they can show people what they're capable of doing. I mean, even last week, the president said, President Obama said the fight was entering a new phase that would rely heavily on Iraq ground troops and other local fighters. But we've sent advisors, lots of advisors. Even in recent testimony to the House Armed Services Committee, Martin Dempsey said commanders are certainly considering the prospect that U.S. forces might be needed to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul, which is a stronghold of ISIS. And in the video, the person narrating the video taunted Obama to just try it. And then the conversation turned toward the hostages tortured before the beheadings. So you have ISIS still trying to indoctrinate kids. You have threats and another beheading. I mean, another, you know, showing the aftermath of the beheading and then verifying that it was this American. And what is the strategy? What is the strategy involving ISIS at this point? As we see the swath of Iraq and Syria still pockets of strongholds by the group. It's frightening to see the what they're capable of doing in terms of having no remorse, no anything other than this is who we are and this is what we're doing. But is it that sign of desperation that's being discussed? Is it a rallying cry? Is it used to recruit more potential young ISIS soldiers, let's say? I think the answer to that is it could be all of the above in the different ways they showed the video. Probably a little bit of each. But the thing I want to know is how far are we getting with them? How far are we getting in disbanding ISIS? Are we any closer to that? Are we fanning the flames? Are we, you know, what is it that we're doing that's going to work? And that's the key. You know, what is it that can stamp out this group if that's possible? And I think it is possible. I think some of the numbers were exaggerated. I mean, listen, there's a reason why we're the leaders of the free world. There's a reason why America is still as strong as it is. However, the idea that we would really have a big group of troops on the ground is just something I don't believe any of us can stomach. Could you stomach that? Because you know how it starts. There's a presidential address, and we need to take these people out. We will not tolerate terrorism and threats to American people. The latest is this aid worker, Peter Kosig. So we're going in, and you know this is a temporary situation. But you can't say that. Look what temporary did before. Look what temporary looked like in Iraq and Afghanistan. There is just no way that the American public will stomach that. So the airstrikes, the massive training of the Iraqi military, whatever it is to get them up to snuff, I think has to happen ASAP. Any solutions? Or do you think we just need to bite the bullet, so to speak, and just go in and help and then end the whole thing? Can we do that? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Tell you what, I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar's lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
Talk about a hole in the boat. While we have the horrificness of what's going on with ISIS and the battle and the setbacks and what's going on there, you got the Turkish president who's now claiming that Muslim sailors reached the Americas more than 300 years before explorer Christopher Columbus. What do you make of that? Poor old Christopher Columbus. His day in the sun is so fading away, isn't it? It used to be all about Columbus Day and you had off, and then that became controversial. And then, of course, there was conversations about what happened with Christopher Columbus and his crew. And now you've got the president of Turkey saying, you know what, I got something to say about this Christopher Columbus thing and who discovered the Americas. I mean, we know it's controversial and it's been a massive issue as to who got there first. So they're disputing the Columbus writings, and we know that. There's lots of people that have done that, saying that there's no, you know, there's no evidence that he was first, which is in one way ridiculous if you read back into Christopher Columbus. In fact, we had a great guest on talking about that, but talking about the fact that he, the sailors that were with him, the incredible captains, the boatmen, that were there were really responsible for navigating the way they did. And they were better at it than Christopher Columbus. But now, but he still was part of that brigade. So now you've got the Turkish president, Erdogan, who is saying that, yeah, our sailors, our Muslim sailors reached there first. And he was talking at a gathering of Muslim leaders from Latin America, and he said that the contact between Islam and Latin America really goes back to the 12th century. And he's saying that that the sailors reached the American continent 314 years before Columbus in 1178. Now, because in his writings, in his memoirs, Christopher Columbus did talk about the existence of this mosque that was on top of a hill on the coast of Cuba. That's supposedly true. However, there's also been controversy over that, saying that there is no evidence that Muslims lived in the Americas before Columbus made his expedition in 1492 for the king and queen of Spain. So who discovered America anyway? Any theories out there? Oh, controversy. You gotta love it. Like I said, Christopher Columbus, you had your day in the sun. Now everybody else wants a piece of it. Of course, he was talking to a group of Latin Muslims, and he was trying to emphasize the connection there, so I get it. But which do you think is, let's use a word that you're not supposed to use, more true? Which one is more true? I'm still going to kind of go with the Columbus expedition for now. I'm going to say that that's probably right, other than the fact that they found some other bones. And the Vikings may have gotten there before. I would find that to be more believable than, okay, these Muslims explorers are there, because look, it's in the writings of Columbus about this mosque. I'm going to say, show me more evidence to that fact before I agree with it. But it is a clever twist. And especially when you are making that claim, you're opening up that can of worms in front of a group of Muslims gathered in Latin America, and you're there from Turkey, and you're the president of Turkey, so I understand the twist. That's called engaging your audience, and he engaged his audience. I'll tell you what's going to be engaging this week in Washington. That's why I love the fact that we preview what's coming up in the week. The Democrat-controlled Senate is expected to take that vote Tuesday on approving the Keystone XL oil pipeline. Very political this one is. Everybody and their brother is talking about the fact that Mary Landrieu, the senator from Louisiana, was really pumping this up because she is dancing on borrowed time with the runoff election. And her opponent, Congressman Cassidy, having a little bit of an edge and could close the door on that seat. So, you know, they're quick to say that this is just pandering, and this is the reason why now all of a sudden there is this vote. But isn't it interesting? Even if the vote, so you know, if the vote was up across the board, which I don't think it will be because you're talking about Democrats, then where's that going? I mean, that's really not going anywhere. The pipeline, I think, is going to really come into play once you have the changing of the guard in Congress. But if you're Landrieu, you're running, you need some kind of a lifeline, this is the lifeline. Push the vote. Push the pipeline vote. And just see what happens and say, jump up and down and say, this is exactly what I intended. So while we have the pipeline vote happening, you also have the president saying that there are certain things he can't do with executive action on immigration, but he's promising to sign an executive order. He's still pounding that drum, granting legal status to about 5 million illegal immigrants by year's end. So is that kind of a sign of I'm doing this, but I'm going to hold off because it has to, you know, it's going to happen closer to the wrap up or not? You know, he says it's interesting because he said something last year that now is heavily being quoted. where he said, the problem is that I'm the president of the United States. I'm not the emperor of the United States. And he says, my job is to execute laws that are passed. So now he's going to push this. He's going to push this immigration, comprehensive immigration, for his 10-point plan. And I'm sure he's been getting all kinds of legal advice as to what he can do and what he can't do, but I guarantee we're going to have a big announcement before the end of the year. Where that falls, who knows, time-wise. But I guess it's before we see the big changeover, which in one way makes sense because then he can have enough people to say, yeah, this is the right way to go, and back it up more, get more of that tube time, versus when everybody, you know, steps into the new game in January. So you've got immigration, you have the Keystone Pipeline coming up, and then lots of conversation about Obamacare, because now people are asked to look at their policy and either just renew it or change something about their policy, see if they qualify for something different, for a different rate, something different that they didn't have before. Now there's that possibility. So a lot of those notes and emails and connections have gone out to signify that, hey, we're here, by the way. This is the time to do it, because now is when the enrollment period starts. So if you want to change anything, now is the time to do it. And I think we're going to hear a lot of conversation on this, a ton of conversation on what do the policies include? Do you qualify for some kind of subsidy? Is there something that you are missing that you're not taking advantage of? And who in the upcoming years is going to get fined for not having health care coverage? Because remember, this is part of the deal. And I think the more that you see one side bubble up, you see the other side bubble up. And here in America Tonight, you know how we roll. We give you as much comprehensive coverage as we can, and we'll look at this from all points of view so that you get a sense of what people are truly thinking in your neighborhood, in the neighborhood over, in two states over. And I think depending on what the state has, it also varies for people. Coming up on America Tonight, the DEA and the NFL, and Bill Cosby's rape accuser decides to go public, fair or foul. That's next on ATN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did anybody nail the score? Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. We'll find out in our second hour. If you have no clue what nailed the score is, here's the scoop. You still can jump on this right now, this week. Our Wednesday into Thursday show, final segment of our second hour. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You call up, you say, what team you think is going to win of the two teams and what the final score is going to be. You have to know absolutely zippo, not a zilch about football. It's just a guess, folks. It's like circling bingo numbers or Keno numbers or playing war with your kids. You just pull two cards aside and there's your numbers. It's that easy. Of course, a lot of you love the NFL, and you're excited to just venture a guess. Here's the deal. We like games because we talk about such heavy, heavy stuff. We like to have fun here on America Tonight. It's your chance to have some fun and possibly have some bragging rights, too, along with some prizes, because you'll win prizes. Who doesn't want prizes? Who doesn't want presents? Especially we're coming up on that season where we are forced to go commercial, which would be Christmas. Well, this way, you get presents ahead of time, and it's not attached to Christmas. It is definitely Christmas everywhere, by the way. Today I was somewhere and they were playing Christmas music. I thought, there's like should be a law. Can't we at least wait till after Thanksgiving? And I think there's some radio stations across America where they're playing all Christmas music already, or they start on Thanksgiving Day. Wow. You know, I like Christmas music, I do, but to hear it over and over and over again, ooh, it pains me when it's not the season. All right, speaking of painful, how about this? This story is so tawdry, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And normally, sorry, we don't care about celebrities other than here or there, or when we're doing our cheap movie review, but somebody new has come forward claiming that she was raped twice by Bill Cosby while working with him in 1996. So the charges were made by a publicist, Joan Tarshis is her name, in a story that was posted on a Hollywood website. And it's the latest in a whole bunch of claims of sexual assaults against Cosby. It picked up a lot of steam, if you will, or a lot of conversation after the actress Barbara Bowman claimed that she was raped by him. She did an essay in the Washington Post and said that. So now this publicist is saying the first incident happened in 69. She was 19 years old. And, she went on to tell the whole story of what happened and how she was working on a monologue with him and da 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 da, and they had lunch and et cetera. And, wow. And this was back in the day when things were different. And she said she didn't think she could refuse. You know, she didn't know what to do. She didn't know what to do. She was 19 and naive, she says. And she felt like, what can I do? How do I tell my parents? And she just was, shocked by it. So now, and she says it took 20 years to admit this to anyone, but once that other story came out, so Cosby, through his lawyers, because of course that's what you would do in his case, Cosby, through his lawyers, downplayed all the allegations, but said that he wouldn't comment anymore on this, and he wouldn't answer a question regarding the charges Saturday when he was doing an interview with NPR. Can you imagine? You're set up to do an interview with Cosby and then massive publicity hits about this, about accusing of, accusations of rape from a couple of different women with details and specifics as to what happened and, how young they were and how shocked they were and whatever. And then, of course, normally it'd be probably a puff piece where you would have them on the air and you'd be talking about comedy and who knows what, and they didn't cancel, so now you're going to ask the question. And, of course, he's not going to answer the question. Not going to do it. We go from justice and fair or foul in the Cosby scenario to what's getting ready to happen in Ferguson. We've talked about this before, and we've talked to people on the ground about this, but you've got people practicing peaceful protests. And, part of the deal is the demonstrations have kind of gone away in Ferguson. I mean, there are still some groups out there like Hands Up United and Lost Voices, but the big protests haven't happened like they did initially. So, now what you have is the grand jury in the next couple of days getting ready to hand down their decision. And this is basically what's going on in and around Ferguson and some other places. Groups preparing to protest what could be a no indictment vote. That's what most people think is going to happen. It's very rare that you would get an indictment like this against a cop in this situation, in the shooting and killing of Michael Brown. But who knows? We can't read their minds. We only know what traditionally it would look like would happen here. And so there, whatever happens, there surely will be some very big protests, especially with the no charges moving forward, which is the most likely thing to happen. And the governor is concerned about it. We talked about that last week. The police are concerned. They've called in other people. They've called in additional people. Telling this people in Ferguson to not to do, if they want to protest, to protest, depending on, you know, of course, what comes out, but not to do anything that would lead to any kind of violence. But it's interesting, it's interesting the prep for this on both sides, on the police side and on the protesters' side, practicing. The police have had classes, clinics on what to do so they don't get caught in the same scenario. And the protesters are holding their own demonstrations, basement demonstrations and whatnot, to make sure that that doesn't get out of hand. So on both sides, they're preparing for a grand jury decision. How wild is that? When have we ever seen anything of the like? No, not where you have people protesting for reactions of either side. If this happens, here's what's going to go on. If it happens and goes in a different direction, then we know we're going to get scores of people in the streets, which is the most likely, by the way, because it is very rare in this case that you would have the police officer, that they would file the charges and then it would run up the flagpole and then it would move forward from that phase. But you got both gearing up for a fight, a phantom fight that hasn't taken place, but we're only going on what happened in the past. All right, I mentioned the NFL and this whole DAA connection to the NFL. So you say, DAA, well, is that a pot thing? Is that a drug thing? Visiting NFL teams on Sunday were actually met by the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration agents. It was part of an investigation into handling and distribution of prescription painkillers. So check this out. No arrests were expected, search warrants not issued, blah, blah, blah. But inspections were motivated by allegations raised in a federal lawsuit back in May, filed on behalf of several prominent NFL players who say team doctors and trainers routinely gave them painkillers in an illegal way to mask injuries and keep them on the field. Wow. So of course I bet that could have happened in how many teams? They were focusing, I guess, on Tampa Bay and the 49ers. The Buccaneers played the Redskins, the 49ers played the Giants. And they were targeting supposedly specific teams. The Seahawks were one of the other teams playing games away from their home stadium to confirm visits from federal, you know, agents. So now they're looking at who's getting prescription drugs and who's prescribing them. Wow, how interesting is that? You know, specific pills, the meds, what they are and what players are doing it and, you know, how much are they taking? And you know, people get addicted to painkillers. And I think this is part of the idea that they want to see how much is being doled out there and how much of it, most of it would have to be, illegally. And what a brilliant thing to do actually is to go for the top teams you have no warning of it, and then just investigate and check for it. Because they're going to have their stuff with them. So think about it. That's probably why, and maybe it just turned out that way, because they were looking at certain teams. But how brilliant on the road to do that, all their stuff would be in their locker room or would be in their bags. And they could go through and they could find out what they were taking and who wrote the prescriptions and go from there. And be much easier to track, I think, than somebody who would just be taking something, obviously, at home. We'll see what they come up with. Supposedly the number is pretty high, and the players themselves are saying that they're being issued that to just get on the field. Here's your meds. Wow. When there's pot, there's auctions sometimes. How about a big one that went up in smoke? Stay with us.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about ISIS and Peter Kosig and how sad that is, the whole beheading video thing and the warning to Iraqis and Syrians and the cry for desperation, look at me, and the various ways of recruiting, still trying desperately to recruit as many young people as they can. As we seg into what I was just talking about, drugs illegally given to players on the field, and those six teams that were targeted on Sunday, their bags were searched. Surprise! That's what they did. They checked the docks at the airport. How crazy is that? They had no idea and just nailed them, or tried to nail them. I don't know what the results are. So what are you going to do? There's the DEA. Open the bag, baby. Let's see what's in there. No arrests, So that may bode well. But the 49ers staff checked at MetLife Stadium. I was mentioning that. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers staff was checked at DWI in Baltimore. So these were spot checks by the feds. And they were looking because of things that they had heard. That people were given these drugs, painkillers, and told just go and play. And we've never seen that before. Any kind of a wild raid like that on any kind of a professional sports team. We haven't seen that happen. So I suppose that there was enough evidence, there would have to be, that would have validated their claims to lead up to the action. Or why would they even do that, to take that kind of a chance? And the feds have conducted interviews in at least three cities over the past 3 weeks. They spent 2 days in Los Angeles in October, met with half a dozen former players, including two who were named plaintiffs in the painkillers lawsuit. So go figure that. Follow the candy of a different sort. And that's what they were trying to do. You know, the DEA investigation comes at a brutal time for the NFL. There's the reinstatement hearing for Adrian Peterson, the superstar running back from Vikings, over the felony child abuse charges that he did a plea deal for in Texas. So is he going to be out of the game, or is he out for the season, or what's going to happen there? Given all the things that have happened in the NFL, I can't imagine the arbitrator is going to reinstate him. And the NFL just reached, if you remember, that huge class action settlement that they reached in August, what, a year ago, and now they're starting to met it out, which was over $760 million suit. And the whole Ray Rice thing is probably the biggest thing of all. All the criticism over the domestic violence and the hearing that involved Ray Rice, who is also contesting the length of his suspension. So now you have the league, as you know, they hired in the summer the former FBI director, Robert Mueller, to investigate the handling of the Rice case. And I think every time that Roger Goodell has his phone ring, he wants to hand it to an aide and say, take a message, get in line. I'll deal with it when I can get to it. I mean, the NFL is on a rabid tear in the wrong direction, in the bad boy column. But how much does that affect fans, and how much does that stop people from watching the NFL? And my answer is, it doesn't really stop them. It's not stopping the fans. It's not stopping the crazy ratings that the NFL gets. I mean, the NFL rules when it comes to sports. There's no question about it. So this is just another thing to tick off. Another thing, well, here we go. Now we've got supposedly these players getting drugs, being told to take these drugs. It's just another thing to add to the list. And I also mentioned in between, there was the big thing about the pipeline and what that vote's going to be, but you've got a Democratic Senate right now, so the vote is more posturing, I think, than anything else. And oh, by the way, we have these cold temperatures that I alluded to when we first jumped on the airwaves. It's the coldest air since last winter that's really moving over the plains, and in the east, they say the first half of the week is going to be pretty bad for a lot of people. Those chilly, chilly nights, cold days, highs barely getting to 20 degrees. In fact, in Minneapolis, where the mothership is, the forecast is to stay below 20 until Wednesday afternoon. So that core Arctic air hanging around longer than some would expect. I mean, who are the most popular people now on the news? It's the weather people, isn't it? Because people are following the weather closely. It is so now the common denominator, day in and day out in our lives. I mean, it's more than the elevator conversation. It's somebody turning to you and immediately, whatever the elements are, mentioning that. The rain or the sleet or the cold, and especially cold and hot seem to really get underneath people's skin. If it's too hot or if it's too cold, boom, that's it. That's what we're talking about, for sure. The one thing we haven't talked about in this show is Ebola, but many of you are begging for me to talk about it because I got a lot of emails over the weekend on Ebola. And a surgeon working in Sierra Leone diagnosed with Ebola was flown to the United States for treatment. And this doctor is in Omaha, Nebraska, at the Nebraska Medical Center, because they've got one of the four places where you want to be if you have Ebola. So once his test came back positive for Ebola, that was it. He, was shipped back as quickly as possible. So now it's a matter of time at this Nebraska Medical Center. And some say that if Martin Salia's test had been a little bit sooner, maybe they could have caught it a little bit sooner. So they thought that he was okay once when they tested him, but then his symptoms came back positive. So now imagine the people that he was around that he thought he was okay being around. And he's got a couple of kids, 12 and 20, and they live in the United States. His wife lives in the United States. They live in Maryland. And on Sunday night, the Omaha hospital said, they said the patient is still in extremely critical condition. And they're saying extremely. That's a scary word with Ebola, right? Extremely critical condition, and staff members continue to use the maximum amount of supportive care possible, and they're using every treatment option available in an effort to save his life. So, the Ebola epidemic still poses a danger, even though it might have eased a little bit. It's still a thief, but it might have eased up somewhat in Liberia and, some of the other spots, Sierra Leone, it's starting to kick up a little bit more. But they're going to keep the airport screenings for travelers arriving in the United States, even now from Mali, which lies inland from Sierra Leone. So they're even spreading that because they're reporting cases of the disease. Wow. That's rough on that doctor and his family. Extreme critical condition. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
At web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.